Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Mem Beis, Baba Basra 42. Today's Daf Yomi, there is a Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Beis, Amid Aleph, and the Mishnah is continuing our discussion of the laws of how one establishes a chazaka, the presumption that the land is theirs, even though they no longer have the contract to prove it. And normally that's established with the fact that they have witnesses, they've been living on that property for 3 years. The Gemara is going to tell us certain exceptions to this concept of a chazaka, and then the Mishnah is also going to tell us that the word chazaka, the term chazaka, can actually mean two separate things. So first, our Mishnah says, ha'umnin, craftsperson, who here we're not talking about property, but we're talking about the chazaka with respect to a craft, an object which they work on and they have in their possession. The very fact, says our Mishnah, the very fact that the craftsperson has this object in their possession is not a proof that it's theirs, because a craftsperson will often take something in order to work on. That's by definition their job. That's what they're doing. So the fact that they have it, ain lehem chazaka. A craftsperson does not have a chazaka, a proprietary claim to the object just by being in possession of it. So too, shutfin, va'arisin, va'petrapin, ein olam chazaka. Shutfin are partners, and so therefore a partner, the way the Rashbam explains it, and the way the Gemara understands it, is that a partner, often in those cases, somebody would use it for several years, 3 or 4 years, and then the other partner would use it for 3 or 4 years. So the fact that one person who is a partner used it for 3 or 4 years does not establish a claim, a chazaka claim, to that property. And arisim is a sharecropper, and a sharecropper was a person who had the right to use the land and get a percentage of the crops. So the fact that they have the land there for 3 years and nobody said anything, that's not a good proof, because the ma'arer, the one who is voicing a claim, can say, yeah, I gave him permission to work that land for several years. So the claim of 3 years does not work by a sharecropper. Also an apotropin is somebody who the court puts into an estate in order to manage the estate. The fact that he's there is not a claim of a chazaka, because he's often there because he was placed there by the court, and so therefore that's not a chazaka. So too, says our Mishnah, that a husband cannot claim a chazaka on his wife's property. The fact that he used it for 3 years doesn't mean that he has a claim that it's his. And so too, not a wife in the property of her husband, because it's often the case that a husband and wife will let each other use their properties and not voice an objection. So the fact that one of them used it for 3 years is not enough of a claim. So too, our Mishnah continues, lo av b'nechse ha-ben v'lo ha-ben b'nechse ha-av, not a father with the possessions of his child, or a child with the possessions of their father. Because here too, we can assume that each one will let the other one use their property, as is often the case, and that's not necessarily a proof that there is a chazaka on that property. Now the Mishnah moves on and says there's another type of chazaka. B'medvar mamurim, what is this chazaka referring to? B'machzik, somebody who is taking possession of a property. And so there we say that this claim is if there are witnesses that supported that he used this property for 3 years. However, if somebody is giving something to somebody else, somebody is giving them an object or property, then there's another term, there's another meaning behind the term chazaka. And here chazaka means that how do you assume ownership over something? So b'nosein matana, one who gives a gift to somebody, va'achen shacholku, or brothers who are dividing up an object, va'machzik b'nichsei ager, or somebody who is a convert and therefore is considered not to have any relatives and leaves behind possessions, and somebody wants to claim it from an ownerless state, then under those circumstances, na'al v'gadar uparatz kol shehu harei zeh chazaka, then one who is na'al kamin, closing the door. Other Rishonim mean to say somebody who needs to specifically lock the door, or some say placing a lock on the door. That's an indication, a proprietary act, that you have acquired this object. Or gadar, if you put up a fence around it. Or paratz, if you breach a fence. All of these things are indications that the object is yours, and therefore that is considered to be a method of acquisition of this object, and that is considered a proprietary act. And so that is the second understanding of chazaka. Chazaka can mean that you've been living in this land and therefore have established a claim to it, or it can mean a proprietary act you do on a object or on a property. So the Shud Maaseh Binyamin was asked the following question, and this will actually tie in both parts of our Mishnah, this case. So he was asked about a person who died, and this person had his designated place in the synagogue to sit, a very distinguished place to sit. And he had his son-in-law, who, after the man died, the son-in-law was sitting in that place, and he sat there for several years, more than 3 years, and thereby he would have established a chazakah to be sitting in that seat. Comes along the man's sons and say, we are the ones who inherited our father's right to sit in this place. And so therefore they said, we are the ones who get to sit here now. And the son-in-law said, well, you never objected to my sitting here, so therefore it's clear that he gave it to me. And so since he gave it to me and you never objected, therefore I have the right to sit here. So this is the chazaka with a taina. He says, I've been sitting here for 3 years and you never made it a claim, and I have a taina to it. He gave it to me. So the Maaseh Binyamin says, well, how would he have acquired this right? So first of all, normally we say a chazaka is nal gadar v'paritz, but here this is a place in a synagogue, and so therefore he says, the Maaseh Binyamin explains what nal gadar v'paritz means, the normal way in which somebody acquires this object. So the normal way in which somebody takes a seat in a synagogue is if he sits there, and that's considered the acquisition of that seat. However, we can't say that this man has a chazaka for 3 years, because we say not to a father to a son, or a son to a father, and that includes a son-in-law, because a man will often let his son-in-law sit there. So the fact that he sat there for many years without anybody making a claim to it is not an indication that the son-in-law was given the seat by his father. And so therefore he says he has no chazaka to having dwelt in that seat for as a makom kavua in place of his father-in-law.